Neil, I'm surprised to be standing outside such a huge, imposing church in what's actually quite a small town.
Well, absolutely. A church, I suppose, in any normal sort of size town like Harwich, you know, the church maybe would have been half the size. But the church is very important for towns such as Harwich going to sea, whether to cross the Atlantic to start a new life or to cross the Channel for a holiday or even to go out fishing for the day, is not without risk, as we've already heard. And some people like to see divine or spiritual protection and maybe say a little prayer before embarking on their voyage. And people have been doing that at the church in Harwich for centuries. I mean, obviously, this building itself dates back just, but it dates back to 1822. It's built of London brick and code stone in the Gothic style, which was popular at the time, and it was designed to seat, quite incredibly, 1,500 people. It was the largest church in the district, demonstrating really how big a town and how important a town Harwich was at the time, and obviously what a God-fearing lot they were. But obviously the church has stood on this site for centuries before that. The Crusaders would have probably rested at the chapel that stood here before setting off for Jerusalem to fight the good fight, so to speak. Christopher Jones, the Mayflower captain who we've mentioned before, he was actually married here twice. The diarist, the very famous diarist Samuel Pepys, he was the MP for Harwich and he worshipped here, as did Dr. Johnson and Boswell before Boswell went on his trip around Europe. And the parish records also show that Christopher Newport, and he was the commander of the expedition which established the Jamestown settlement in America. He was christened here, as were several of the Pilgrim Fathers, Richard Gardner and John Alden. So over the years, it's been a busy old place, and lots of people have used it, you know, for solace and prayer and maybe just to think about that impending voyage that they had in front of them.